The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Conflicted Chaos with Riley
and Emma. Welcome back to Conflicted Chaos, Season 3, Episode 5. We almost didn't record today.
We almost didn't. More technical difficulties for us, so...
But it wasn't our fault this time. We actually came in, and there was two people in here, and we were like, what's going on here?
That was not good. Yeah, and... He's like, the board is down, actually,
so. And we were like, you're kidding me.
That was so scary.
We almost didn't have an episode this week, but here we are. When there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah.
We fixed it. Some of the features on this side of the board aren't working, but we only needed the mics.
And we don't even know how to use those features, so.
Yeah, we're not plugging in any guitars today.
Unfortunately not. No. Emma doesn't want to perform for us.
I remember we were doing a training for this room on how to use everything, and the trainer that was showing us how to use everything was like, and this is where you can plug in a guitar, and Riley just started laughing, and I knew that she was laughing because of me.
Emma could play us a song. I feel like our last episode in Spirit Live, you should bring your guitar.
I should bring my guitar. Give us a little,
you could play the outro for us live
here. I could. Imagine. It's like in One Tree Hill, you know, when every so often Gavin DeGraw.
I don't want to be anything other than.
Yeah, Gavin DeGraw will come every so often and actually play the song.
Yeah, so that's what you should do for us.
That is what I should do for the Conflicted Chaos community.
The things you do for
us. Yeah. Riley wore her MMA Beckett t-shirt in front of the class. How many people asked you about that?
Not that many, actually.
Really? No one noticed?
No. Not even... There was a few people in our class, but no one was really... I think everyone was so stressed out about their own presentations that they didn't really notice.
Yeah.
And then I wore you out. I went for happy hour.
She did. She ordered my favorite beer.
I just looked like I had a vintage shirt on.
It did. I know.
You're a vintage artist.
I kind of like it with the Canadian tuxedo. Yeah. It does look kind of vintage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I rocked it.
Yeah, you did. I'm so glad you took me to happy hour.
Yeah.
I was on a train. Riley sent me a photo.
I'm like feeding her beer. The people beside me at the bar probably thought I looked so weird because I'm like...
They probably thought you were...
Trying to take these like photos, but then I was like, okay, like I shouldn't get my head in it. Like that would be weird. So I was like, my head was like over here.
They probably thought you were crazy, but it's okay. It's okay. I was in two places at once on Friday.
Yes, you were.
I was on the way back to Collingwood, and I was also...
Young Emma was with me.
Having a drink.
How old were you in that?
16.
Oh, okay.
I was underage drinking. Whoa. That's not good.
Whoa.
That's not good.
Don't listen to that.
No. No. Well...
Jonathan Gary.
We have to cut that out.
I waited to say it.
Oh, gosh. Okay, where do we start from? You just ask me how old I was again.
We don't need to, because I said it at the end.
Okay.
We're already moving on.
Okay, we're already moving on.
Don't worry, we're already moving on.
Well, how was your weekend, Riley? I wasn't with you in actual person.
My weekend... I went to the Leslieville Market. I went to the last one.
Yeah, you started going to those recently.
Yeah, so that was fun. I did some... Oh, my God. I don't know if I told you this already.
Is it the cider story?
Yeah. Yeah. But, like... I went and I did these, they have like beer tastings and cider tastings. So like, it's right up my alley. I'm not much of a cider person, but I like went to this, they're like way up north. Or so. She told me where it was. I couldn't grasp. And she's like, yeah, if you ever come to that area, come by. I was like, yeah, definitely. Anyway, so I tried the cider. They had like this margarita one and then they had like a regular, like dry one. And then they had a couple of, there was like a chai one. And then there was this other cranberry one, and that one just tasted like Christmas. And then the margarita one, they only had, like, two left. So I got the margarita, and I got the cranberry one. And I had these around with me for 5 hours, probably. Because I was, like, in the beaches area. I was, like, roaming around. Oh, and I got... we'll get back to the story. And so I was roaming around, and then... I got home, I'm like walking right up to my entrance and I grab my keys out of my bag and I drop the bag and both ciders drop and they start fizzing out and ciders going everywhere.
Oh no.
So the glass didn't break, but I had to drink the ciders.
Oh, I thought the glass broke when you told me.
No, all the lids hit, and then, like, cider's coming out the top.
So you had to drink it right there and then.
Well, no, I brought it home, and, like, I put the champagne stopper on one, and then I drank one.
Yeah.
The one day, and then.
That's terrible.
Yeah, that was very terrible. But then I went to this truck. it's a trailer. This is where my pillow's coming from.
It's like a...
Yeah, so it's like this trailer, and like the girl has it like decorated. It's called Surf Benny.
Is it stacked?
No, like she drives around with it. Like it's a trailer attached to her truck.
Oh.
Yeah, so she drives around with it, and like right now it's like Christmas themed and stuff. Like I found it on Instagram, and so...
I was so confused when you said, I have to pick this up at 4:30.
Yeah.
Now I know why you have to pick it up at 4:30. She's going to drive away.
Yeah, so it's in her trailer, and it's, like, Christmas themed and stuff, but, like, she had these ring, and I thought that this ring was, like, cool. Like, I got a friend a Christmas present, and it says, Breathe Dreams. And so I wore, and I got, like, a Christmas ornament. It's really cool. But this, I wore it for the first time yesterday. Taylor Swift, Ticketmaster, started opening up lines, queues for people, and, like, you magically get in. Some people, like, you don't even need a text. You just got to click it at the right time. I'm trying to get in. I text my friend Allie at home. I'm like, Allie, it's open again because we were trying the night before. Mm-hmm. Allie gets in. Allie got us tickets for Taylor Swift's next concert.
We're
going on Thursday.
In Toronto.
Yes.
No way.
Yeah. So we got, like, actually Ticketmaster normal price tickets for Toronto on her first night. So the next time Taylor Swift performs... I will be there.
And is that her opening night in Toronto? Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And I know people that are going to that too.
So Friday, Allie's flying in on Wednesday at midnight, and then she's only here for 2 days.
Yeah.
And then she leaves Saturday.
She leaves Saturday.
But yeah, we're going to the Thursday concert. But I can't really dedicate it the Friday day, which is here for 2 days.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was my really cool news about this ring. So this ring is like bringing all my dreams come true.
You can't take it off now.
I can't take it off.
That is your lucky ring.
That's my lucky ring.
Is it, it's kind of thick. Does it hurt your fingers when you move it?
No. It's not that thick. It's kind of, look.
What does it say on it?
It says, Breathe Dreams.
Oh, right. You just said that.
I just said that.
It's very nice. My brother actually made one.
Okay, well, don't get
any like
bad
that.
Luck on it.
I won't get any bad luck on it. Speaking of jewelry, Riley made us some, director bracelets.
Oh, I did. For Taylor.
Yeah.
It's Taylor themed. We're going to do a friendship bracelet making night.
We are.
I actually did one back home.
You did?
With someone that Emma knows.
Yeah, actually, it was so funny. We've had this Instagram user follow us on Conflicted Chaos on Instagram for a year.
It's been since, like, I think Conflicted Chaos started. One of our first followers.
I always get the notification, Lockie Snifferson has liked your post. And I've just kind of ignored it, like, for all this time. And randomly one day I texted Riley and I was like, Riley, I've been meaning to ask this forever, but who is Lockie Snifferson? And Riley lost it. She thought it was so funny.
Lockie Snifferson's my little cousin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to Lockie Snifferson.
Yeah, shout out to Lockie Snifferson. But Lockie Snifferson likes all of our stuff.
She's our biggest fan. Yeah. Seriously. Like, I've been getting her notifications for over a year now.
Yeah.
Not one reel does she miss to like.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah.
And you didn't even know who it was. You thought it was just a dog that was liking your stuff.
I've never clicked on her account. I've just always seen the notification come. I've just seen the name. And then I finally needed some more information.
So good. Yeah. But we did a Taylor Swift making night. Me, mine, Ava. We made our bracelets. Well, Ava only made like three. Me and Maya made a few more. Maya made some like good ones.
Well,
Maya's
Lockie
Snifferson. Yeah, I do. But like she did like some weaving in and out. And I was like trying to tell her because like Allie, when we were in Liverpool, Allie did like this cool one. I was trying to tell her about this cool one. Meanwhile, she'd already done it. I was like, oh.
How many Taylor Swift friendship bracelets do you have?
A lot. And, like, I just happened to bring them with me back here, just in case.
All of them?
Yeah. Just in case. Well, most of them.
Wow.
Just in case I, well, like, because there's all these Taylor Swift stuff going on for the next 2 weekends.
Mm-hmm.
There's, like, what are they called? Tailgate parties. Like, it's, like, the convention center.
They've
there's
renamed
stuff everywhere.
Blue Jays Way. It's not
yes,
Taylor Swift
they did.
Way.
As they should.
Yeah. Do you trade the friendship bracelets?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never been to a Taylor Swift concert.
I haven't traded that many. When we were in Liverpool, I think we only traded like two. Mm. But we were busy all day, so we weren't really doing Taylor Swift stuff until we got there, and then we traded like a few. One girl, like, it was this little girl, and then she asked me if she could trade. Like, this was the first one that I traded. And, like, I made some, like, risky ones, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, mm-hmm. one she takes, my favorite one, I threw up on the street. That's the one the little girl took.
Oh, my gosh. You threw up on this bracelet?
No, it's, like, a line, and it's different.
Oh.
I threw up on the street.
And, I missed that.
So, it's, like, it said, I threw up on the street.
I see.
Or, no, it said M. It said M threw up on the. It does. She doesn't say I threw up on the street.
I thought you threw up on the street.
No. Well, Taylor threw up on the street.
Taylor threw up on the street.
So then I made the bracelet that said threw up on the street.
I see. And she wanted that one.
And well, she didn't even look. Oh, she didn't look. So then Ali and I like scurried away. We're like, oh God, she's the mom.
Hopefully, she knows what it's the reference to it.
Yeah, she better.
I know. She's a Swiftie.
So now I'm trying to figure out what my surprise songs are going to be. Because Indianapolis Night 3 kind of won with surprise songs.
What do you think her next album is going to be? Which one do you think she's going to re-record next? Reputation?
There's a lot of signs that it's going to be Reputation, but then some people say it might be Debut. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
I feel like she would do Debut last.
I know. It kind of like... What is circles?
Full circle.
Yeah.
Full circle moment.
Like I feel like Reputation's got to come, but everyone's saying because Toronto, then Vancouver, it's TV, which means like Taylor's version. Mm. So people are thinking it could drop somewhere in there.
That is true.
But there's been like a lot of Reputation. Like she's been wearing a lot of black. The snakes have been out.
I love the Easter eggs that she does.
She does like, so many. I don't know how so she can do
fun.
It.
Yeah, I don't know how she has the brain power to think of everything.
I feel like she's got a lot of people around her, but like I think she does a lot of it,
I think she comes up with a lot of it herself.
Yeah. Like, I couldn't... I get lost. Like, I'm like the biggest Taylor Swift fan, mm-hmm. and I get lost at them.
It's like all those Disney movies that like connect to each other, or the Pixar movies.
Yeah.
And there's little Easter eggs. I always look for those. I think they're so fun.
But she's been doing it for forever, Easter eggs. Because she used to do it, like, just with the start of the album, she would do, like, capital letters in, like, there would be, like, the about the album, like, when you open up the CD. So, like, certain letters would be capitalized, and then you go through, and you're like, oh, that spells like this. Like, All Too Well was Maple Lattes.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just so creative.
Yeah.
Everything is so creative.
Do you do that for MMA Beckett's album?
I don't. I should start doing that. I should start taking notes from Taylor.
Yeah. Clearly.
Yeah.
I mean, you got the bangs.
I got the bangs now.
You're missing your red lip. But.
I was a huge Taylor Swift fan when I was between the ages of 9 to 13. Like, she was one of the big influences that got me into playing music. And, like, I was a big fan when she did the country albums. And then I'm still a fan, just not as much as a fan as I was when I was a kid. But I do think it's cool that she's re-recording all of her old albums.
Don't worry, Taylor. I've never become less of a fan.
No, Riley is Taylor Swift.
I was thinking actually this morning in the shower while I was washing my hair. I'm like, oh my God, what if like we end up having dinner next to each other in one of the next 2 weeks?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like we could just be like hanging out. And then I was like imagining us eating dinner together and she'd be like, oh, like, can I come eat dinner with you? And she'd like want to switch tables and come like hang out with me.
Of course. Where would you be eating dinner? If you could have dinner with Taylor Swift at one restaurant, where would it be?
Oh.
That's a good question.
I don't know.
Ruby Soho?
That's like my go-to. No, there's too many people. You know what? I feel like I choose like El Rey Mezcal Bar. Mm. Like, because like they got the best margs. See if Taylor likes a marg. I think she likes a little
tequila.
I feel
like she'd like a marg.
And there's like good people watching. But then I feel like because it's like such like a funky area, the attention wouldn't be as much on her because people might not realize.
That's true.
With what's going on around them. And I could just have her all to myself.
And who doesn't like tacos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know she likes burritos. So she's got to like tacos.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
She's got to like tacos. And I'm sure this restaurant has burritos too. I'm sure they'd make Taylor Swift a burrito. Even if
I don't think they have
the
burritos. She doesn't need a burrito. She'll be fine with the tacos that I choose.
That you choose. What tacos are you choosing for Taylor Swift?
They have really good El Pastor tacos. Those are my go-to at El Rey.
Mm.
And the queso fondido is so... Did we have that? Yes, we did.
This is the one that we went to, right?
The melted cheese. Yes. Yeah. Taylor would like that, too.
We should go back and try not to get kicked out this time. Yeah, we didn't get kicked out. We almost got kicked out.
Emma tried to get us kicked out.
No, this was both of us. We were trying to get photos for our Conflicted Chaos Instagram account. And, yeah, they didn't like it so much. At one point, we had a vase in our hands. We've talked about this in a previous episode.
I forgot about the vase. And she took it out of my hands.
She
too.
Did. Well, we could retell this story. I'm sure a lot of people don't remember, but basically we were sitting at the table and there was like kind of a cool background behind Riley and I was trying to get a photo of her and there was this vase that was just behind her on a shelf and it was just in the way. Like there was nothing special about this vase. There was nothing in it. It was just a vase.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, hey, Riley, hand me that vase. Like, get it out of the way. It's just ruining the photo. And so Riley goes and she picks up this vase and the server comes over and the server's like, are you guys okay?
I got the vase in my hand.
Yeah, do you guys need anything? And she literally, without even asking us, she just takes the vase out of Riley's hands and puts it back on the shelf.
But it was just, like, in the way. And it was very clear what we were doing. Like, I don't think it could have been...
We weren't bothering anybody.
We were the only ones in the restaurant.
Yeah, I think there's one other table.
Yeah.
And that was it.
And then we go and take pictures, because there's this Elvis Presley picture, mm-hmm. and Emma is a diehard.
Oh, yeah.
And so, but it's, like, right kind of by, on the way to the bathroom. There's no one... There's this other table. There's no one on the way to the bathroom.
No.
And... like, I'm taking pictures of Emma. She comes up. You're blocking the exit to the bathroom. But it's like, we could clearly see if someone needed to, like, go. Yeah. Like, we would move. Like, that's not an issue here. We're being really quick.
And, like, why would you have an Elvis Presley picture with a stool if you don't want people to take photos next to it? Makes no sense.
Emma's just there with her idol, like, trying to eat some tacos. You and Elvis could eat tacos together. Me and Taylor will go eat tacos together. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. Sorry, Priscilla. I'm sliding in.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, November 6th is the date today, which means we've officially shifted from Halloween season to Christmas season.
That's true. I am not happy.
Oh, that's not a surprise.
The weather here is so hot.
It actually is really warm today.
I'm like a drowned rat still, and it's November. I want to be wearing my super puff unbuttoned and feeling a bit of a breeze.
Yeah, haven't been able to wear a toque yet.
I haven't even been, I can barely wear a hat. Like, I had this on today, but I have a tank top underneath. I very well, and yesterday, I could have walked around in a tank top and shorts.
Yeah.
But I just walked around in a tank top and jeans. But today,
God forbid the jeans.
Yeah. Well, I took all my shorts back too.
To Vancouver.
And, yeah, I'm not happy.
Yeah, I feel like you're never happy. I feel like I get a text from you every day. Emma, I'm not happy. Well, I'm happy because it feels more Christmassy this year.
Everything's come out a lot earlier. It has. So, like, that's nice. But, like, why are we celebrating Christmas in the summer?
That's true.
It feels like summer.
Climate change. I like the snow, but I hate the cold. I don't like being cold, but I do like the snow. However, city snow comes with city slush, and that's not fun.
Yeah.
It's just gross.
I like that.
You like city slush?
Yeah.
Well, it makes one of us. We've got some fun holiday activities planned for the next couple weeks.
Yes,
we're going to go to the Santa Claus parade.
Yeah.
Distillery opens, I think, November 14th.
It opens the day Taylor Swift opens.
Well, there we go. We might see her.
Yeah, maybe she'll be there. Oh, my God.
Yeah. We got to go to that. We went last year. We vlogged it last year. It's on our account.
Yeah.
We'll have to do another vlog.
We'll do that.
What else we got? I'm so excited for the Santa Claus parade.
We obviously have to go back and see Santa again and see if he remembers us. Oh, my God. We can take our picture that we took with him and give it to him.
Oh, my gosh. We should. We could print it out. You're going to have to get me another Christmas sweater.
I am. Well, we could change up the theme this year. We could go dressed as elves.
We could. We could take the elf costumes from the Santa Claus parade.
Yes.
And wear them to get photos taken.
We could. Yeah, I feel like we could go as... That might be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Or is there something else we could go as?
Reindeer?
Yeah. Snowmen?
Snowmen.
If only there was snow out.
You could go as Santa and I could go as Mrs. Claus.
Yeah, there could be that too.
There'd be two Santas then.
Which one's the real one?
Which one's the real one? You'll never
Santa
know.
Santa Claus sitting on Santa Claus's lap.
Yeah.
That would be nice for him.
That would be nice for him.
I'm sure he'd love that.
We'll have to brainstorm, but that'll be fun. That'll be fun.
Yeah. What else is Christmassy?
What else are we doing? You're leaving so early to go back to Vancouver.
I am leaving
for
early.
A Taylor Swift concert.
Yeah, if it wasn't for Taylor, I would have stayed that extra weekend. But it's Taylor.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I gotta see my best friend.
You
like,
do.
I'm gonna see my best friend 3 times this year.
That's crazy. How many Eras tours have you been to as of right now?
2.
So you'll be going to 4.
Yeah. I think I'll be 11 or 12. Taylor Swift concert after Vancouver.
That's crazy.
Because now this concert's just throwing me for a loop of what concert number I'm at.
Speaking of concerts, and this is kind of sad, my first concert was One Direction.
Oh.
And yeah, that's such sad news. Riley was the one who broke the news to me about Liam Payne. She texted me and she said Liam Payne passed away. And I didn't believe it until I Googled it.
I said Liam Payne died. To quote me.
I'm trying to be respectful here, but that was weird. Like they were my idols as a kid. Like I was a huge One Direction fan. And so when he passed away, it was a weird feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. I wasn't like the biggest fan, but like I was a fan.
Yeah.
But like I had friends, like when I played softball and stuff, they were like die hard Directioners.
Yeah.
So like we would always have to listen to One Direction, like, younger years, but yeah, I was like kind of shocked. It is shocking.
It is really shocking. Yeah, I feel like he was the first celebrity death that really like resonated with me, I guess, just because they were my childhood. Like they were my first concert for years. Like they were the music I listened to, and I always kept up with them in the news. Like it was just weird. It was really weird. Anyways, who
are
you
doing now?
Doing good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, doing good.
You recovered. Did you cry?
No, I didn't cry, which is weird. Who, other than Taylor Swift, who were your idols, I guess, as a kid?
I was, like, a bit... Well, I don't even know. Like, I guess, like, I listened to, like, Hannah Montana.
Mm.
Who else did I... I wasn't, like, a Belieber.
See, I was a Belieber.
I wasn't like that. I wasn't... I listened to, like, growing up, like, we listened to a lot of rock. So, like, but, like, we listened to a lot of Nickelback. Loved me. They were my first ever concert, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Much different than One Direction.
What was your first concert?
One Direction.
Oh, okay. Oh, You did say that. Yeah.
How old was I? 12? 12 years old? Yeah. I got the tickets for Christmas. My mom put a gift basket together, and there was a bunch of merch.
Wait,
in there.
Were they all still together then?
Mm-hmm. The 5 of them. Yeah.
Was that, like, right before Zayn left then?
That was probably a year or two before Zayn left. That was pretty early.
Because if you were 12, then I would have been like
2014. This was 2014.
Oh, then I was 25. I was 15.
Yeah. How much older are you than me? You're 25.
I'm 25.
And I'm 21. What year were you born?
1999.
And I'm 2003, so 4 years. So if I was 12, you would have been
16.
16.
Wow, yeah. I got my driver's license.
Wow, you were driving around.
I was
and there I
around.
Was in my One Direction merch at my first concert.
Wow.
Wow.
The
you
difference.
You could have drove me to the concert.
I could have. Well, yeah. I was only 16. I could drive you the year after.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. On that note, we're at the end of our episode here. This was kind of a chaotic episode.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on. We didn't have a set plan today.
No, we didn't. Well, we were kind of thrown for a loop when we got in here and the guy was
And we
like,
thought we were going to have to reschedule.
Then we panicked.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Anyways, we'll see you next week for a more planned, structured episode.
Well, we have one that's going to come between then and there.
We do.
That's not going to be structured at all.
No,
That'll
not at all. That'll be the least structured episode that we will ever do.
I'm a little nervous, but.
I'm excited.
It'll be cool.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll see you next week.
Adios.
Bye.